Hello and welcome to the BDO Debt Solutions podcast. I'm Tara Baglio and this episode is all about grandparents. If you're a regular listener, and we hope that you are, you'll know that we've been talking about back to school since the beginning of July. It's a time of year when Canadians of almost every age have to be mindful of their money. Parents are sending their young kids back to elementary and secondary classes and their older kids off to post-secondary. Older teens are contemplating next steps and university students are dealing with the expenses and debt that go hand in hand with post-secondary. Then we have the grandparents, the 55 plus Canadians who are retired or partially retired and no longer have kids in school. But why would they be thinking about back to school? Well, their millennial children are navigating the rocky waters of raising their own kids. And for so many of today's millennial parents, it really does take a village to raise a family, or at the very least, the assistance of grandma and grandpa. Boomer and senior parents are often more than willing to step up, offering their money and time to help their adult kids and their grandkids, especially at this time of year. Family life can get pretty hectic and expensive once school is back in session. But are grandparents putting their own financial health at risk? After all, a lot of Canadians in their 50s, 60s, and 70s have their own money challenges. According to a recent survey from a large life insurance company, one quarter of retired Canadians 55 and older are in debt, owing an average of over $11,000 in consumer debt. One in five are still paying off their mortgages. To help the grandparents out there decide on best ways to help their children and grandchildren, we asked our licensed insolvency trustees and debt help professionals to weigh in with some expert advice just in time for back to school. Joining us in this episode are Andre Balduc from our Ottawa office, Jasmine Brown from our Saskatoon office, Beth Ann Bone from our Oshawa office, and Craig Freisick from our Calgary office. Hi, Andre. So let's start up talking about the cost of being a grandparent. We know a lot of seniors and boomers are financially helping their adult kids, and they're also spending a fair amount on grandkids as well. What are some of the average numbers? How much are seniors and boomers really spending on their adult kids and grandkids?
There was a recent U.S. survey done by TD Ameritrade, and what they found is that grandparents with millennial children spend on average $2,383 U.S. each year on grandkids for things such as gifts, outings, post-secondary savings, school supplies, extracurricular activities, and even allowances. So in Canadian terms, that amounts to about $3,160 a year, or $250 a month. Also, what they found, interestingly, is that for more than half of the millennial parents, 54%, their parents or their grandparents provide at least 1 hour of help each week on childcare or running the household. And of those getting help, the average amount of help they're getting is 30 and a half hours per week. And for that half of parents that are getting that assistance, it's for things such as primary childcare, babysitting, homework help, transportation, and after-school activities. So when you factor in those that don't get help, that gives us an average of 16.4 hours per week that the grandparents are helping with the grandkids. And when you look at the value of this unpaid labor, it actually works out to about $11,500 a year. So when you add to that the $3,150 that grandparents actually spend of their money for the grandkids, their total contribution on average is $14,600 per year. So it's quite a substantial amount when you add it all up.
Jasmine, now that Andre has shared some average numbers, what should parents think about before they offer financial help to their grown kids and their grandkids?
It's understandable for boomers or seniors to want to help their grown kids, especially while their kids are dealing with the costs of raising their own family. But it is important to keep in mind that your window of opportunity for paying off debt or saving for retirement or long-term care is much shorter compared to the time that your children will have for meeting their own financial goals. So some questions for seniors or boomers to ask themselves would be, is your financial plan in order? Do you have debt that you're still trying to pay off? Will the time or money you're giving to your kids or your grandkids affect your ability to meet your own financial goals? Are you dipping into your retirement savings or putting off saving for retirement in order to help? And will this affect your ability to care for yourself in later years when you're in your 80s or your 90s? Another thing is, what should they do? So don't endanger their own financial health with good intentions or a desire to help adult kids and grandkids. Decide ahead of time what is affordable to spend and budget for things like grandkids' gifts or spending time with family. Budget for those things.
Well, Bethann, summer is wrapping up, which means it's back to school time. Parents with school-age kids know that this is one of the most expensive times of the year for family expenses. How can parents help their adult children and grandkids with back-to-school expenses when they aren't in a position to offer financial assistance?
Ah, grandkids, one of life's most special gifts. You may feel inclined to exceed your spending budget to help out with the back-to-school expenses. However, putting yourself through that kind of stress may not be the best idea. Instead, consider looking for opportunities to give your time. You can offer occasional or regular childcare for younger grandkids to help with the monthly costs. Pick up your grandkids from school on early dismissal days or when the grandkids are sick, or even when their parents have work commitments. Also, offer your own life experiences and financial knowledge to your children. You've raised a family, so offer the advice and your experiences and tips regarding what you went through to weather the back-to-school expenses.
Craig, this is also the time of year when students are headed back to university. How can seniors help grandkids with university if they can't afford to contribute financially?
There are lots of other ways to help if you can't afford to contribute financially. You can offer room and board to older grandkids who are attending university in the grandparents' community. Even a small regular contribution to grandkids' RESP when kids are young will make a difference years down the road when they decide to attend university. Instead of toys or clothing for a birthday gift, maybe opt to contribute that amount to an RESP or other post-secondary savings accounts. You know, it's important that grandparents shouldn't co-sign their grandkids' student loan. I see a lot of problems with this. Private student loans often require co-signers, and the loan will impact the grandparents' ability to borrow money. Late payments can ruin credit scores, possibility of collection call, wage garnishments, liens on bank accounts. Making these payments could endanger your retirement. There's lots of things to worry about. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau found that older people with student loans are more likely than those without the debt to say they've skipped prescription medicines or doctor's visits or dental care because they couldn't afford them. The number of people 60 years and older with student loans quadrupled from 700,000 in 2005 to 2.8 million in 2015. 68% of these people said they owed for their child's or grandchild's education. So what should grandparents do if they've already co-signed? You know, what are their options? They should keep an eye on their credit score. If the student isn't paying, maybe take over payments if affordable, ask to be released as a co-signer, or speak to a licensed insolvency trustee about viable options, including consumer proposal or bankruptcy if it's really becoming too much.
I'd like to thank our LITs and debt help professionals, Andre, Jasmine, Bethann, and Craig. And I'd like to thank you for listening to this episode of our BDO Debt Solutions podcast. As always, we encourage you to share this episode with friends and family, especially parents and grandparents in your life. In our next episode, LITs will offer some great ideas for financial solutions you can make in September. For more podcasts and videos, visit our YouTube channel, BDO Debt Solutions Canada. Until next time, I'm Tara Bellio, reminding you that it is possible to leave debt behind.